Right during Chapter of the Fine Beats, we're going to very top of the page. Continuing on, we're in the middle of a sugya here. That is, we had mentioned on yesterday's daf that Rav Huna mentioned that somebody sells a field, but he holds on to two trees. He's also keeping the karka of the land that's under it and around the trees. We tried saying that even this works even in the world of Rabbi Akiva, who says that when you sell ba'ayin yaf, in which case that you would normally say you don't even get to the land around it. But even maybe in this case, Rabbi Akiva would be masking that you do get it. But clearly then, sorry, Shimon doesn't hold like this from the case of someone who's Makdish's field, that the sycamore and others, the carob tree are included in the sale because it's being yonek from the field, which means that it's all one big shtickle. It's connected to it. So we say Rav Huna is only going in the world of Rabbanan. And Rav Shimon, who's in the Mishnah, is going like his Rebbe, like Rabbi Akiva. And now is where we pick up in the Gemara. The Gemara says, hold on one second. Umi matzis mokum esal Rav Shimon k Rabbi Akiva. Can you really say that Rav Shimon is going in the world of Rabbi Akiva? It says, Rashbam lemeimar, d'bayin yofa makdish, that he's been makdish b'ayin yofa. For a tiny bit of Brisa seems to say not like that at all. Hikdish shlosha ilanos mimata asar lebeisa. If, let's say, someone goes ahead and they are makdish three trees in a row that are set up in a way, the way that they're planted, of 10 trees to a base sa'a, which we saw way back in Dav Chav Vav Mabed, is talking about 2,500 square amos. That's how much is needed in order to give the proper nutrients to 10 young saplings, that if you distribute them equally within it, so therefore each one needs an area of 250 square amos in order to be able to survive. So we're talking about a person who goes ahead and he's makdish three of these type of trees, then the law would come out to be, this is, Rashbam says, Gimli Ilan is Chashav Sada Steya Ilan. The Hikdish Karkiman, the land goes along with it. Call it Sarkli Lin Akasam is what is needed to give it, to nurse it, in order to give it nutrients. So, Benetios Myri, we're dealing with saplings. Deal be Ilan is again, we're dealing with strong, mature trees. Amr Balayach, we said over there, the Beisa Tsarkli Shlosha. The din over there ends up being different. So what happens is if a person goes in a makdish shlosha ilonos mimata asar lebeisa hare hikdish es hakarka vesa ilonos b'neim, he's makdish. What? Not only these trees, but also the land and any other trees, smaller trees that are between them, because we see that someone who's makdish these three things, like it's a steya ilon, the fikach. Therefore, since it goes along with it, kishu poda, when he comes to redeem this, in other words, when you're makdish something, and you want to go and you want to redeim something from hektish, poda base zera chomisarim bechamishim shekel kesef, you have a din of a stay achuza. This is a pasuk, this is the halacha which comes to the pasuk, which tells us that, it says Rashbam, poda base zera dchsiv bekrut, it says in the pasuk, v'im mi stay achuza, so v'ilanus bechal stay besade, and the ilanus is considered like a sade, k'd the nafka le'el, like we saw in some of the same base, mokum stay ephron, right, so there's different amounts that would cost you in order to redeem something depending on what the land is. If it's a stay achuza, then it comes out that you redeem it according to the value, which comes out not according to its original value, but it comes out to that you pay is a base core, which means it's a chomer of barley, it's a certain amount that can be sown at the value of 50 shekel, silver shekel, chamishim shekel kesef, for 49 years. We know that stei achuza comes back and it goes down in value each year as you get closer to Yovel, and you don't add any more money for the trees, right? So it comes out to a shekel and a pundyun for each year until Yovel. And it ends up being smaller or larger, as the Gemara says. Now, pachos mikana yosel kein. If it's less, that means there's less space per tree over there when they're planted closer, or more than that, there's more spaces than oshe hikdishan bezer chazeh. Or it wasn't maximum all at the same time, right? It says Rashbam lo hayadait to lahakdish karka. He didn't have his mind to do that. He just did one tree at a time. Hari said lo hikdish lo karka. In such a case, he wasn't makdish not the karka. Philosophy lonish benim, not the trees that were between them. The fikach, therefore, kum tchoys naran, what ends up happening is only the trees are mokdash, because you poda, when he's now going, he wants to redeem it, poda is a lonus b'shavein, he now is poda the trees for whatever value they are. It says, Rashbam, kedin kol hektish, shalom nemer chesban chamishim shekel kesef, you don't do this whole chamishim shekel kesef, shtick like a steachuza, ella, b'maktis steachuza, like it just says, aval, b'ilan, b'lo karka, lo nemer, but with ilan, lo karka doesn't, it's not, we don't say such a thing. right? That's so you have like what's known as a fixed rate. That's for Shtei Achuza. And these trees are considered like that. They have that din. And if not, then it's just the value of what it is. V'lo'od, but wait, there's more. We're not done. V'lo'od, ela, afil hikdash es ha'ilanos. Even if he's makdash the trees one at a time, because of hikdash the karka, and then after he's makdash the karka, underneath it and around it and all that kind of stuff, so now everything is mukdash, because you put them, once you put them, put them, say, ilanos b'shavim, he goes according to their value, what they are, v'chozer put them b'zerah, chomer sa'ar, mechimishim shekel kesef, and then he redeems the land with that equation of a chomer of barley that you can sow, 50 shekel over the Yovel. It comes up to 49 years. Says the Rishbam, explaining these are two separate transactions. Lo mi boy hechi dehik this is ailanus bezeh hazeh v'shuv lo hechi this is a karka. That we don't have to even say. The pod b'shavim, we go according to the value whatever the tree is. Originally, they did it according for the value of what they are. Because hikdash shuv is a karka, have to do the karka. Tzarch liftos gam is a karka. You have to be put to that. Sela upundion l'shana. You know, sela and upundion for each year. Levad pinyon ilanos. Besides that, which they have to, you know, for the value. Dishnei hikdashos. These are two separate hikdashos. Hukdash l'damav v'zeh l'fi chesbon chamishim. One for the value of what they are, another one according to the chesed of 50 years of Yovo. The ain lanu lahav said hektish demei lanus damirasa legavor kamirasa lehedyot misha shehuk to shiruuyin liftos b'demei ablo karka. These are two separate things in Gansin. Now mani. Remember, what we're trying to do over here. Don't lose track. We're trying to show it can't be the Rishimin is going along with Rabbi Akiva, and we brought up this brisa, and now we show how do we see that it can't be Rabbi Akiva. He's telling Rabbi Akiva because mani, who is this brisa going like that says that if you do less than three trees at one time, then no land is coming along with it. Says Rosh Hashanah, Mani hach brais et dekatani, podem b'shaveyin, demashma dafilu makam ha'ilanos, like this, which is mashma, that even the place of the land over there is not makdash of the land, of the trees. Ela ba'ayin ra, hekdash is not ba'ayin ra, ilanos below kaka, it's just ilanos below the kaka, hecha delo hekdash gemo b'yachar, we can do three at the same time. So who is this going like? So we got ourselves a Aleph on the scene. Inema, if you want to say this is Rabbi Akiva, says Rashbam, Usvir lay the mocher shnei ilanos yesh lo karka lokeach the less lay masnis and the mocher sasvina the lokeach shnei ilanos b'zochah shel chaver in lo karka el rabbanan he kedem brishis leil goes going to Rabbi Akiva makdash brishis ilanos ugimol b'zeh chazeh the yesh lo miha lahait lahakdash makom ilanos v'yiftu gagav karka l'fi chesbon b'zeh chomisarim. So if you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva who says ba'im and therefore he would hold that the seller of two trees has the karka for the lokeach, the less lay, because we don't hold of the Gemara coming up later on, but let's jump back into the Gemara for a second. Rabbi Akiva, he says you sell b'ayin yafa, the kosher gain makdish, right? Which means that the land goes along with it, and certainly if you're makdish, then you're giving even more, because it's more of a benevolent act that's happening with us. So it can't be Rabbi Akiva. And here, Rabbanan, if you want to say that it goes to Rabbanan who argue, and they say that it's done b'ayin ra, says Rashbam, the pligi alad Rabbi Akiva, ha'ami mocha b'ayin ra, mocha, says ayin ra, ha'ami mocha who. It's true that by Mechira he does it by Ein Rah, but when it comes to Hekdash, he does it by Ein Yafeh, etc. But when it comes to be Makdash, not like the more benevolent, and therefore he would even include it. Elab Shito Rabbi Shimon here. It must be it's going according to the world of Rabbi Shimon, who says in our Mishnah, the one who's Makdash a field does it Ein Ra'eh, even Makdash, and doesn't Makdash its. It's not Makdash. The other things are not connected to it, like the boar and the gas. Now, according to that, we're going to go even further and say that not only are those things not part of it, but even if he does three trees, he's not going to even do the land that's connected to it. Says the Rashbam, the Shaminon Leib Masis and the Mashi Din Mocher Kimakdish. He puts it through together. Shalohikdish Bor Vedus, Vegas, Veshovach, Bechlal Sade, Vashmina Hachad is feeling Nami, the Mikol, the Kol, have a Makdish, Bayin Ra. Even when he's Makdish, he's doing Bayin Ra. The Hechad the Makdish, Elon Lohikdish Mekomo, he's not giving the land as well. Okay. So, Rabbi Shimon, Alibi the man. Rabbi Shimon, who's he going in the world of whom is he going with? Right? Mirabo says Rashbam Mirabosav, showing me Talmid Rabbi Akiva. He was from a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Kedarinan, like you're saying, Yavama Samach Bezim Abez, that Ad Shabar Rekiva Eitzer Abosa, Seinu Shabadarim, Vishana Lahem, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemia. I see he was a Talmud. So yeah, Libid Rabbi Akiva, everyone is going to Rabbi Akiva, Hamer Mochabayan Yafa, Klamochi says Bayan Yafa, Vakalshge, Maktis, certainly Maktis, and Yafa, therefore going to include Dalit also. Lipshita Libid Rabbanan, must be going to the world of Rabbi Rabbanan, we're arguing with Rabbi Akiva, says Ayan Ra, because of Rabbi Shimon, Yehichi de Mochabayan Ra Mocher, Maktis Nami Bayan Ra Maktis. And even though just like he's mochi, does a ba'ayin ra, like the chachamim say, makdish time ba'ayin ra makdish. Even when it comes to being makdish, he does it as well. Umeshayer ara, and he's leaving the land for himself when he's makdish less than three trees over here. Now, what comes out from this is that we see clearly over here that from this price, the Rabbi Shimon is not maskim, isn't going in the world of Rabbi Akiva, is going in the world of the Rabbanan, who say that your mocher is ba'ayin ra, but Rabbi Shimon, he says that one who is makdish a field and holds onto the tree, let's say to the charev or to the shikma, he does not hold on to the land, and it is mukdash, and the tree, right, is considered mukdash, and it gets its nourishment from the land, right? So this goes against Rav Huna. If even the one who holds that ayin ra, one who sells ayin ra, holds that a makdash who holds on to two trees doesn't hold on to the land, then Rav Huna's din, that makes sense, that one who sells two trees does hold on to the land. Now we're a little bit of a pickle over here. Back to our question. This is Hacha Kushta Leduchte on Rav Huna. I can't remember. Beep. If I beeped or not. Beep. I'm Bezim Abez. Turn the page. V'elakasha hol v'yonka mistea hektish. Okay, hold on 1 second. You got a problem with Rav Huna? Let me show you something else. We got a problem with Rav Shimon himself. V'elakasha hol v'yonka mistea hektish. There's an issue with Rav Shimon, the way he's explaining the Braisa. If someone is makdish his field, he's also given up his carob and his sycamore because they get their nourishment from the field itself. If Rav Shimon holds that one who is makdish is doing it by in Ra, then these trees and the land for their things should be excluded from the hektish in the first place. So how does that make any sense? Ella, how do we fix this up over here? Must be that when he says in the Mishnah that the charuv and the shikma are consecrated with the field, Rabbi Shimon le devrayim de rabbanan kamerli. He's speaking out the words of the rabbanan. He's not saying himself. He says Rishbam v'shinu Yehu de kamishani the lo tikshi. He's just answering up, saying the lo tikshi lamai damer of huna v'afil Rabbi Akiva etc. The lo tikshi namer Rabbi Shimon ad Rabbi Shimon. I'm speaking in the world of them. Lididi, like if you look in the Gemara, it says, according to me, ki hechi de mocher, bayin ra, mocher, makdish, nami bayin ra, makdish. When you're mocher, it's ayin ra, so it's when you're makdish, ayin ra. Vishiyure mishayr, and he's holding back for himself, not only the tree, but also the land for the tree. Lididchu, but according to Yuchacham, we say that they're a little bit more benevolent when it comes to the idea of hektish, when you're makdish something versus when you're selling it, then oduli, at least admit to me miha de lo hektish ela charev amurka v'sadden ashikma, and at least agree to me that he wasn't makdish with his field anything other than de lo hektish ela the charev amurka v'sadden ashikma, just these two particular things, the carob tree and the cut sycamore. V'amali Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say back, Loshna, there's no difference between these and anything else that's over there, like a boar and a gas. But all these things go along with the actual field. Says Rashbam Klomar, Lo Chashul Devarav. No, I'm not even worried about what you're saying here. The Haka Amri Hikdish as Kulan de Midamu Le Lenosin Matana. It's similar to Nosin Matana. Shenosin Maxish Ba'ayim Yafa. Kol Mashab is everything in the field. Hol Vashayach Gabe, the Sada Porta, Umihashta, Mitukma, Milsid of Huna. Now of Huna makes sense. Afilu Kirabi Akiva, Kidam and Mekara. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, like we said originally. The whole problem we were having was the statement of Shimon in the Mishnah, but now we know he wasn't speaking himself. He's speaking out that which the Chachamim would hold or should have held. And therefore, we can go back to Hadra Achuva Leduchte, and we can go away that Rabbi Huda understood that this is going to work even in the world of Rabbi Akiva, that even Rabbi Akiva says that you sell something, Ma'ayin Yafeh, one who sells his field but holds back one or two of the trees, is not selling the land that's needed for the trees. Because even though a seller might normally be very generous and benevolent and sell his field entirely, he doesn't do it where it's going to mess up his permanent rights to what he has for himself in the field. But my ukimtala, when we were talking about on Ayin Beis, we discussed the idea of selling the trees, and the trees end up being like a steachuza, when you want to get it back, that the way that you get it back is through paying its value or paying like a steachuza. My kibbutz Rabbi Shimon, we said it's according to Rabbi Shimon, right? That says that someone who's makdish one tree is not makdish the land. That must go according to Rabbi Shimon. Ema seifa, but hold on a second. Let's look at the seifa. The Bryce says velo de la fil hikdash as ilanos. Even who's makdish ilanos one at a time, v'chaz hikdash a karka, and after he does the karka, that everything's mukdash because you pod when he redeems it. Podas ilanos b'shafayim. He does the ilanos according to their value. V'chozer pod the b'sizera chomer sa'orim b'chemishim b'shakel kesef. If you're Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say going to Rabbi Shimon, then lazil basar pidyon. He should go according to the time of the pidyon when he's actually coming to be podes, says Rashbam. Da'achshava kol kadosh shilanos bahadi karka va'kol karisada. Everything's called a field, and it's all mukdash. V'nifigu agav arayu, and let it be that it's redeemed via the land itself. Da'ashamin and later Shimon, because remember Shimon says also basar pidyon. We go according to the time of the pinyon itself. That's how we decide what's going to be the way to do it. Either one amount with a pudyon right every year for the 49 years, or you go according to the value. V'igdisha va'achikach meisaviv. Right, I'm sorry. The time went to the Brisa. Minayin lo kechas adam yavav hanin, a person goes and takes who buys a field, a steachuza from his father, v'ekdish is makdashit, and then while his father was alive, v'achikach meisaviv, then his father dies. Minayin shei lefanav kesteachuza. Where do we know that it's considered like a steachuza, which he gets by the fixed rate of 50 shekel per base core of the land? Tamalomer ve'im estei miknaso asher lo mizdeachuzaso. If he's going to be makdash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a field that was acquired that is not of his steachuza, which is sada she'en ru'i lo steachuza, which means we're dafka talking about this, the dinam of a acquired field apply only to a field that's not fit at the time of being mukdash to be a steachuza. It's just a zoo, excluding this one, shiru'ilio steachuza. This one, at the time it was mukdash, it could have been a steachuza because he's going to get it as Yerusha when his father goes and he dies. Divi Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, minayin lo kech sadam yav, if someone goes and buys a field from his father, who may save vach kachikdash and his father dies, and afterwards he's mukdash, minayin shed lefanav kzeachuza, it's still considered like a steachuza. Tamid la, marv ime stei mikrasa, shalom is steachuza. So if he's going to mukdash, because Baruch Hu, a field that was acquired that's not from his Teachuza. According to the mayor, the way we say this is that Sada She'enos Teachuza, this din of a field that gets acquired applies only to a field that's not a Teachuza. At the time that he's makdashit, yatzazu she steachuza. It is a steachuza at the time that he's makdashit because he got the Yerusha before he was makdashit. Okay, now, Vilu Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Now, this idea of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, they were the first opinions. Heichad Higdisha Vachach Meisaviv. If they were Makdashit and then the father dies, Kisteachuza, I'm saying Kisteachuza. Minalahu, where did they learn it from? Ime Aikra, if you want to learn it from that, Pasuk. Ami look at the Rabbi Meir Huda Asa. We could say that the Pasuk is coming to teach Rabbi Meir's din at the field is considered Steachuza if he's Makdashit after he died, not before. Allah Bisham Da'az, it must be Mishum Da'az Abbas Opinion. Because you go according to the time of the opinion. And if that's true, then Rabbi Shimon can't be the first part of the Brisa because the first part of the Brisa says that the time of the Hekdash, it says that the time of the Hekdash is the Iker part, but not the time of the Pidyon, which goes against Rabbi Shimon over here. So how do we answer that? So Amar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Liolam Ba'alma Rabbi really, generally speaking, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon Lo Azimasa Pidyon. They don't go according to the Pidyon, but the time of the Pidyon to figure out how to redeem it. V'hacha Kro Ashkechuz V'darush. Over here, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon, they found a Pasuk and they expound on the Pasuk. That Im Kain, if it's true, that the extra parts of this extra Pasuk is coming to exclude the din of a steachuza only with when the son was makdish the field after he inherited it, like Rabbi Meir said. Then lichtov kra, the pasuk said, ve'im este miknaso asher lo achuzaso. If he's going to makdish to Hashem, his steachuza is acquired field that's not his achuza. Im inami steachuzaso, or he should have said that's not his steachuza. May asher lo misteachuza, that's not of his steachuza. As she'ina reuya leo steachuzaso yatsazu, come excluding this case where the son was makdish before he was yerushit. She reuya leo steachuza, which is roy to be it when the father ends up dying. Now, I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, the charev hamurkav, v'sadan hashikma, this charev hamurkav, which is the grafted carob tree, which you know is chashev on its own right, and the shikma, the sycamore that has been cut, that's been pruned, which now it's chashev on its own right, Taurus inal alav, they have the din of being like an ilan, and v'taurus karka alav, it also has the din of being karka. Taurus inal alav, how so like an ilan, deicha da'akdish ozabin, shtei ilanus v'hai. Let's say one's makdish or sold two trees plus this one, meaning the carob or the sycamore, yeshlo karka. Then the one who ends up with it gets land that goes along with the trees. Says Rashbam, kidin akone shloshe ilonas b'zoch shel chaveru. The chashivutzu lo tigra kocho. Right? It doesn't lose its chashivus. So it's Taurus of a tree. Taurus karka love the lo mizdabin agav arga. It can't be sold along with the land. It's its own chosh of azach. Ara is not sold along with ara. Kedetan Rashbam says b'masis and samachas mabeis v'im hayush ne'ilonus v'hai charev v'ilonus mechurin v'hai eno machor b'shemrisha nakatzefa. Okay. We also know v'amrav huna omer sheyish bo sasayim. Let's say you have the omer, which is a certain amount of grain that has two sa. Taurus Omer alav, it is the Torah of an Omer. The halach is of an Omer. The Taurus Gadlish alav is that of a stack also. Taurus Omer alav, the Shnei Omerim Shecha. That two sheaves are considered Shechacha, you leave it over. Torah Shnayim Vehu Einan Shecha. But if it's two sheaves plus this large one, it's not considered Shechacha. We know the din of Shecha, some forgotten in the field, goes to the Aniyam and applies only to one omer, one sheaf, or two consecutive ones that are forgotten. But if three of them are forgotten, then it's not called shechacha, and the farmer can come back and get it. Right. So Rav Huna is saying that even if one of the three is so big that it has the amount of two, like two saw, it still combines with the other two to create a group of three, and none of them falls into the laws of Shecha. So it's Gadish Alav is the laws of Gadish, that Tanam and Tanamish and Peah, Omer Sheshvosa, Sayim, if you have a sheaf that is two saw, Shecha Ein Shecha. The owner forgets it, it's not considered Shecha, and he can go back and he can get it, because it's not looked at like one, but it's like one Omer, but rather it's looking like a Gadish, like a stack of things, and therefore that is not left over. Amar Rabba Bar Chano, Amar Rabba Bar Chano, Amar Rabbi Shlokesh, Charev Hamurkav, V'sadan Shikma. Let's say you have these again, these two types of trees. And we're talking about, in this case, does it work if you have a field that you're makdish, does it go along with it? Baron Machlokas of Nachem, Rabbi Yossi, V'rabbanan. It goes into Machlokas. V'nachem, he says that they don't go along with the field, but the Chachamim say, they do go along with the field. Beep, turn the page. I ain't giving off. V'le machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. Why don't we say the machlokas is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon? And for the Gemara, kamash malan, the Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Sfirlei. It must be the Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, it makes more sense to say that this machlokas is between, rather when we're coming out to see this concept of Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon coming to teach us that he holds like Rav Shimon. So therefore, it is the machlokas Rav Shimon Rabbanon. Hajan alecha mocheres abayis. Mazel tov. Finishing up the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Basra. Hey, you know what our minhag is? Let's go back to Samach Aleph. We say Hajan alecha letzhadar hamocheres abayis lo macha yitzia. Someone says the bayis doesn't tell the yitzia along with it. We do cheat is what that is. But we've been Yosei Achov, and with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day. Pick up Yisrael Hashem tomorrow with the Heilige fifth parak of Bava Basra.